Indivisible co-exec. Director, I'll take the credit if no King's March is pushing Dems to keep shutdown going. By Ian Hanchett on October 10, 2025. On Friday's broadcast of MSNBC's All In, Ezra Levin, the co-executive director of Indivisible, one of the groups organizing the No Kings protest, said that there might be a nugget of truth to arguments that Democrats are continuing the government shutdown due to the protests, and stated that if they're claiming that millions of people coming out in the street on October 18th is stiffening the spines of Democrats and getting them to fight for things that are wildly popular, okay, I'll take the credit. Host Chris Hayes asked, the theory that they were propounding today, which I also thought was, like, I was like, well, I guess it's novel, was that, and, again, I've covered Democratic politics and progressive politics and protest movements for long enough that I know how, like, truly ludicrous this is, just like, at face value. That, like, the congressional leadership is somehow organizing to keep the shutdown going for the protests. Like, does one have anything to do with the other? Levin responded, look, I do think there might be a nugget here, Chris. Let's try to find that nugget. I think that what the Republicans are incensed about is that millions of Americans do not want rural hospitals to close, do not want their health insurance premiums to skyrocket. The Democratic demands on health care, right now, they have the support of 57% of MAGA Republicans. Even more normal Republicans, forget about independents. It's through the roof, and Democrats just about all support it. And they don't want Democrats in Congress listening to their own constituents. Because if Republicans were listening to their own constituents, there wouldn't be a shutdown right now. This wouldn't even be an issue. So, look, if they're claiming that millions of people coming out in the street on October 18th is stiffening the spines of Democrats and getting them to fight for things that are wildly popular, okay, I'll take the credit. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.